KJAN Sports.
It's time for Jacob Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company, downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, the state baseball championships will continue today. 1A quarterfinals were held Friday and Saturday, and today all four of the 2A state quarterfinals are on the slate. And top seed North Lynn will face West Branch in the first game of the day. That'll get underway at 11 o'clock this morning. That'll be followed by Central Lee facing Des Moines Christian at 1:30. Central Lee, the four seed. Third-seeded New Hampton will face West Sioux at 4:30 this afternoon. And then tonight at 7 o'clock, seventh-seeded Underwood hits the diamond. They'll be facing off against second-seed Van Meter. That's 2A state quarterfinals today in Des Moines at Principal Park. Well, the Rolling Valley Conference announced its all-conference baseball selections for the year. Let's take a look at those first-team picks. A couple of pitchers include Alex Bantam of Woodbine and Christian Cook of Coon Rapids Bayard. First-team catcher was Drew Shirky of Arweva. Among the infielders on the first team, Cole Burmeister of Exira EHK, Tyler Melby of West Harrison, Lane Pryor of Woodbine, and Lane Speaker of Cam. All were first-team selections on the infield. First-team outfielders include Trey Nelson of Exira EHK, Grant Borkowski of Glidden-Ralston, Nick Reif of West Harrison, and two utility picks as well on the first team, including Mitchell Williamson of Cam and Quentin Culbertson of Coon Rapids Bayard. Those were first-team selections. Second-team picks include pitchers Josh Pettipier of Exira EHK and Grant Gilgan of West Harrison. The catcher was Logan King of West Harrison. Second-team infielders Aaron McAllister of Coon Rapids Bayard, Conlon Peterson of Boyer Valley, Will Regaler of Arweva, and Colby Nelson of Cam. Also Brandon Bantam of Woodbine on the infield. Outfielders on the second team include Tyler Coberly of Woodbine, Peyton Clipperton of Coon Rapids Bayard, and Deshaun Carr of Cam. And utility picks include Ben Obert of Coon Rapids Bayard and Colby Rich of Cam. Those are all second team selections. Now, the Rolling Valley Conference also announced its softball all-conference selections for this year. On the first team, pitchers Emily McIntosh of West Harrison and Macy Emgarten of Exira EHK. First team catchers are Caitlin Winnett of Coon Rapids Bayard and Cheyenne Reif of West Harrison. First team infielders include Talia Schoen of Glidden-Ralston, Haley Cook of West Harrison, Amanda Foster of Woodbine, and Josie Lett of Cam. Outfielders on the first team, Jade Clark of Woodbine, Leslie Luft of Arweva, and Chloe Gilgan of West Harrison. And the utility picks, Taylor Bauer of Cam and Cammy Waymeyer of Exira EHK. That's the first team. Second team selections include pitchers Cora McAllister of Coon Rapids Bayard and Jaden Smith of Arweva. Catcher is Hannah Krause of Arweva. Second team infielders, Sydney Schur of West Harrison, Whitney Reaver of Glidden-Ralston, Lexi Davis of Coon Rapids Bayard, and Leah Cooper of Boyer Valley. Second team outfielders include Marissa Speaker of Cam, Megan Kohler of Glidden-Ralston, and Brianna Baker of Woodbine. In Major League Baseball action on Sunday, the Cardinals were 6-2 losers to the Astros as the AL West leaders picked up the ninth victory in their last 11 games. George Springer led off the game with a home run before Jose Altuve and rookie Yordan Alvarez went deep. Wade Miley gave up five hits in five shutout innings and improved to 9-4 with his first win since July 3rd. Paul Goldschmidt's six-game home run streak came to an end, leaving him tied with Mark McGwire for the longest in Cardinals history. In National League play, it was Philadelphia over Atlanta 9-4. Cincinnati beat Colorado 3-2. The Mets over Pittsburgh 8-7. Miami beat Arizona 5-1. Washington topping the L.A. Dodgers 11-4. Chicago beat Milwaukee 11-4. And San Francisco 7-6 over San Diego. In the American League, the Indians wasted a 5-3 lead and a three-run homer by Carlos Santana in a 9-6 loss to the Royals. Trevor Bauer imploded during Kansas City's five-run fifth inning and threw a ball over the wall in center field after being pulled by Cleveland manager Terry Francona. Nicky Lopez hit a two-run single in the fifth. Ryan O'Hearn drove in a pair, and Jorge Soler smacked a solo homer in the Royals' effort. Elsewhere in the American League, Tampa Bay beat Toronto 10-9, Minnesota over Chicago 11-1, Oakland beat Texas 6-5, Angels over Baltimore 5-4, Seattle beat Detroit in 10 innings 3-2, New York over Boston 9-6. Yankees pitcher CeCe Sabathia is back on the injured list because of right knee inflammation. The 39-year-old left-hander also was on the IL because of knee inflammation from May 23rd to June 2nd. Sabathia's knee is a chronic issue. He pitches with a brace and needs periodic injections during the season. He intends to retire this year after his 19th Major League season. The Indians have acquired pitcher Hunter Wood and infielder Christian Arroyo from the Rays for minor league outfielder Ruben Cardenas and international slot money. The 25-year-old Wood was 1-1 with a 2.48 earned run average over two starts and 17 relief appearances in five stints for Tampa Bay this season. The Rays also sent pitcher Ian Gabeau to Texas and acquired veteran utility man Eric Sogard from the Blue Jays. The Mets have acquired all-star pitcher Marcus Stroman from the Blue Jays for two of New York's top pitching prospects in 24-year-old left-hander Anthony Kay and 18-year-old righty Simeon Woods Richardson. Stroman is 6-11 in 21 starts despite a 2.96 earned run average that's fifth best in the American League. He has a $7.4 million salary and is not eligible for free agency until after the 2020 season. The White Sox have activated rookie outfielder Eloy Jimenez from the 10-day injured list and designated infielder Jose Rondon for assignment. Jimenez was sidelined with an ulnar nerve contusion in his right arm. He's hitting .241 with 17 homers and 39 RBIs. Well, Sioux City native Shelby Houlihan was a double winner for the second straight year. Houlihan took command on the final lap to win the 5,000-meter run after winning the 1,500 on Saturday. Des Moines native Carissa Schweizer finished in second place.
This is amazing. This is like everything I could have asked for. You know, my family's out here, all my Iowa fans, and you can feel the love in the stadium, especially for me and Carissa, because Carissa's from here too. So you can really feel the energy in the stands. So it was a really cool day.
Former Missouri standout and Des Moines native Carissa Schweizer qualified for the World Championships in Qatar as she finished second to defending champ Shelby Houlihan in the 5,000 at the USA Outdoor Championships to make the U.S. squad in her first full season as a professional.
I mean, it's just so surreal right now. It's just kind of like a dream that finally like played out. I've been envisioning this for like a year now.
Iowa NCAA discus champion LaLaga Tusaga is headed to the World Championships in Qatar. The senior-to-be uncorked a throw of 203 feet 8 inches to finish third in the USA Championships in Des Moines.
These women are professionals, and I'm still trying to be in this collegiate system. And so I thought to myself, I said, if you don't make the team, you need to at least hit a mark that's going to be good enough to kind of propel you into the next season. And to hit that 62 and to come out as third and to make this team is something beautiful, and I'm just so happy.
A world record highlighted the final day of the USA Outdoor Track and Field Championships at Drake Stadium as Olympic gold medalist Delilah Muhammad smashed the 16-year-old world record in the women's 400-meter hurdles with a time of 52.2 seconds.
Oh, man, I'm still in shock. I can't believe it. I'm feeling really good. I'm so happy to be, for one, to just have made the team, and I'm so happy the selection of girls that's going with me in the 400 hurdles, and felt the world record, man. I'm just shocked. I don't think it's hit me yet.
Muhammad broke the record about 2 weeks after suffering a mild concussion after a fall in practice. Well, Denny Hamlin had enough fuel to pull away off the final restart in an overtime finish for his fifth victory at Pocono Raceway. Hamlin raced to his third victory of the season and 34th overall in NASCAR Cup Series racing, giving Joe Gibbs Racing its 11th win in 21 races this season. Hamlin held off teammate Eric Jones, who needed a win to secure a spot in the playoffs. JGR driver Martin Truex Jr. was third, followed by William Byron and Kyle Larson. Brooks Koepka had three birdies in a four-hole stretch on the front nine and cruised to a three-stroke victory at the FedEx St. Jude Invitational, playing with Rory McIlroy in their first final group pairing. The top-ranked Koepka closed with a bogey-free 5-under at 65 at TPC Southwind for his seventh PGA Tour title. He finished at 16 under par. Bernard Langer beat Paul Broadhurst by two shots to win the Senior British Open for his record-extending 11th senior major title. Langer trailed Broadhurst by three shots before firing a 4-under-66 to finish at 6-under-274 for his record fourth senior open title. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.